From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Big Blue Roundtable, talking football, talking our squad, talking the rest of the league, stakeholders. The summer edition, as far as we have camp right around the corner for all the teams. I think one or a couple of teams reported between yesterday and today. But anyway, BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Last week, we did two NFL divisions as far as the NFC West, AFC North. I think this week we should tackle the AFC West. And who was the other one I was thinking of? Oh, yeah, the NFC. I think we could go with the North. That's who it was. NFC North, AFC West for the two divisions. So we'll get stakeholders' thoughts as far as AFC West, NFC North. A couple of news as far as off-the-field stuff with the Giants, but more if Giant fans want to weigh in on that, more than welcome to. But nonetheless, let's have that dialogue, have some fun. Divisions 2 episode. Christopher, man, what's going on? How's everything, man? There we go. Again, with the technical difficulties. I don't know. It always does this around this time for this episode. I don't understand why the delay or the technical difficulties happening with this episode at this time. It's always this one. It's never the other one. But Chris, trying to get you on, for whatever reason, is not allowing to bring you on. Oh, there you go.
Hey,
are you there?
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
Okay. There you go, man. Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
Oh, man. All right. It's 2 a.m., man, but I'm here. Represent.
Wow. Damn. That's crazy,
hey,
man.
How you been, man? What's going on?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in there, bro. Hanging in there. You know, just some football talk, you know.
Hey,
you know how that goes.
Cool. Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes, I do. I'm sorry I missed the last few episodes of everything. But
no apologies,
man. When it's my turn, I want to say a little something about somebody, and that's it. I won't interrupt the show. I only need 30 seconds or 45 seconds.
It's your turn now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good evening and everything. I just wanted to give a shout out and with love, respect, and appreciation to the family of Pernell Whitaker.
Oh, yeah.
We are talking about a real champion, man. Real champion. He's a four-way champion. I'm not really sure. I think it was welterweight, light middleweight. Maybe five. I don't know. But I know one thing. He was undisputed with the lightweight joint. And he was a fighter of the year about maybe 30 years ago. First ballot Hall of Famer easily. He won a silver medal in the 84 Olympics. This is a guy who was probably, I'm going to say this real quick because I don't want to waste all the time on a football show, but he was probably the best defensive fighter you ever saw. If you don't believe me, go check him out. Go look it up. And I guarantee you, I am not far from it. I think I would probably on it with that. When you look at his record, you're going to see four losses, one of which he actually did lose when he got his ass beat by Felix Trinidad. Okay? And that's about it. Because, let me tell you, he had a disputed. If you ever want to look up the fight with him and De La Hoya, you're going to be disappointed because they gave it to De La Hoya. His last fight, he lost to a no-name dude, but he was fighting with a broken collarbone the whole time. And he couldn't get off the bench. I mean, off the stool at the end of, I think, the fifth round. So he retired right then and there. But he also had, and I want to say this real quick, Steve, because we got boxing fans that listen in. He had his draw. The draw that he had against Chavez is single-handedly, I guarantee you, the absolute worst draw decision you have ever seen on the screen, no matter how long you've been watching boxing. It was god awful. It was just a shock just to watch the decision making. I mean, even Michael, what's his name, was like, "What is this? Am I calling this right?" So that was funny. But anyway, I wanted to shout out to him because he's a very special cat that never sort of like stayed under the radar and never really got it just due in terms of notoriety, man. He was very fantastic. He was a great defensive fighter. He was very hard to hit. He was very – he had over 200 amateur fights and I don't know how many. I'm guessing. I don't know, Steve. Maybe about 45 fights as a pro, and they were almost all of them were classics, so I wanted to shout him out real quick.
That was excellent.
One time, he was the man. Yeah.
So I could have said it any better myself, man. I mentioned it on Monday. You're absolutely mm-hmm. correct, man. I could have said it any better myself, man.
Unbelievable.
Tremendous.
Fighter, man.
You're right about Chavez fight. I mentioned that probably about a couple of years ago as far as the robbery. But, I mean, that news was very unexpected. And it was very bad sports news.
So I just had to get it in there. He's a very great dude. And we don't get a lot of great ones. He was a great dude.
Right.
And didn't really, not only did he not get the notoriety, he wasn't very loud about it. He was just like, "Hey, man, I just didn't work out. I'll move on," that kind of thing. So
correct.
He was feared at one point, and that's what was really beautiful about it. Everybody talks about Mayweather being feared. Nah, this guy was feared, man. Nobody mm-hmm. wanted to fight him. So it was, again, one of these pound-for-pound dudes, man. It's hard to get that designation. He was one of them. That's it. I just wanted to shout out Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea was the man. He really was. Truly informal.
I agree. All right. Let's get the stakeholders on, man. Roll call time. And
okay.
Let's see what they have to say. So we could talk some Giants and then get into the other divisions. Of course, Bakes from the Frontliners, NYG. Frontliners, NYG. What's happening, homie? How's everything?
What's good, fam? Hollis boys in the building.
Uh-oh. What up, Chief?
What's going on, Professor?
Oh, man. I'm just
here, man. Another week close to the training camp, you know.
Yes, indeed.
Another week closer to three tailgates across this mm-hmm. country. You know what I'm saying? Fellowshipping with all the frontliners and Giant fans and groups. You know, so let's get it.
Let's do it. I agree. All right.
Shout out to that's the base, man. Definition of lit. Man, what's going on, sir? Hello.
What's going on? Hey, Bakes, how you doing? Chris, I don't know if you're in Germany or France, but Guten Tag or bonjour to you. Steve, I hope you're doing well. Steve Azul, listen here, partner. I hope that liver is resting and getting ready, because you know what happens when me and you link up.
Hey, let's get the Doris.
Oh, no.
Doris is on the line. Doris,
yeah. Hello, everyone.
Hello,
hey, Blue.
Baby girl.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. I'm just waiting for September to get here.
I hear you. I'm with you. Yep, Steve. September's coming. And we're going to do it again, man. All draped in blue. Miles of sea of blue hats and jerseys and numbers and yelling and screaming and drinking and partying and cheering.
Absolutely.
And just rep it. That shit is fun no matter how you look at it, no matter what the record is. Always really something gracious to behold, man, when we get together that way. And or any blue get together that way, I think, man, because we're all for the same cause.
Hey.
So yeah, man.
Let me ask you, Chris, because we kind of got stakeholders' perspectives last week as far as Giants in the camp. What's your concerns or thoughts heading in the camp? If the stakeholders want to reiterate anything that you haven't said from last week, we can do that before we get to the division. So, is there anything as far as camp that you're looking forward to? We'll get to the stakeholders.
I'm looking for them to be healthy. I am looking forward for them to be healthy. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I don't need no bad breaks right now, especially And we've had, we had some, let's admit it, they're probably not pretty, but we had a really, really good offseason moves this year, you know, which were fantastic, you know, to a point. And when you put things together like that, whether the fans dig it or not, or whether these moves are popular with the front office or not, when you put moves together this way, you hope you make an investment and you hope for the best, man. And you have to think of things in a certain way. For instance, like if you lost to Odell Beckham Jr., okay, then you want to see whatever you have on roster at your disposal at camp. You want to see something at least less. I mean, it may not be as flamboyant, but you want some quality there. So it's a different kind of feel, and you don't want anybody to get hurt. You don't want anybody injured. You don't want anybody overused. You don't want anybody misused. You don't want anything like that. So I just want these cats healthy. I'll take a full roster at any position on any of the 53 cats. They gotta come in at least. I'll take 60 to 80%. I'm serious, because it's been a minute since we've had a team just come out blasting.
Yes.
You know, I don't remember the last 8-0 team. We were always 6-2, or anywhere from 2006 to 2012-ish, okay, at one point in the season, no matter how it ends. This time we need another week. It's been a while since we had one of those kind of situations. So, yeah, we need to come out blasting the fuck. And I don't care who's on the roster at this point. I'm through ranting about the draft and mini camp and all that nonsense. I just want, like any other Giants fan, to see actual results from what we have on hand. Okay? Now, what I don't want to see, let me tell you what I don't want to see as a fan. I know we got a 38-year-old quarterback, but I don't want him to be the blunt of everything that happens here if it doesn't go well. You know our fans, man. You know, it's going to be a matter of time when you start yelling for Jones or something like that or any of that shit. And we don't need that shit. We don't need that kind of stuff. We got prime people in each position, actually. Okay? We don't have a full deck. I want them all coming in there smoking. You know, there is no more Collins, Beckhams, or Vernons anymore. We've got the Tates and Jabrils and Titans down. You know, we had off-season needs that we pretty much addressed. It wasn't pretty, it wasn't cute, but we got it. You know, we need to just perform, bro. We need to perform like the billion-dollar club that we are. They need the management / players and coaching staff and coordinators or what have you to give us what we need for our dire support for all this time. So let's get it going, smoking, moving. That's what I'm looking at. For camp, let's just fucking get our shit together and get ready to goddamn execute for the regular season. I have enough for me. I'm off the soapbox.
All right, cool. Hold on. Before I get the bakes. Start with Bakes. I just want to make sure there are knowledge. Ray, say hello to the people. Say hello to the people, Ray.
Oh, shoot. That's my man.
No.
Hey,
what's up,
good? Hey, just stay
Listen,
right there, man.
I'm down here in Jersey. It's hot as shit out here. Yo, excuse my language. Yo, it's hot as shit down here. But you know what? Let me tell y'all something right now.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Hold that thought.
Hold the thoughts.
Worm, say hello to the people before we go to Biggs. Worm, just say hello, man.
Yo, what's going on?
Oh, I like that.
Say that again, Worm.
So what's going on? How's everybody doing?
Not much, man. How you doing, man?
What's up, Worm?
You good?
Yes, sir. All
right.
Stay right there, man. Right. We're gonna get to you. All right. Gonna have Worm. We're gonna come back down the line to Worm. We're gonna get to Lit and Doris. Okay, Bakes. Let's start with you, my man. As far as anything else you would like to add for the Giants, I think we all kind of said our piece last week. But if anything else you'd like to add, then we'll go to Lit, Doris, Ray, Worm, Chris, and then we'll get to the divisions.
I mean, I'm just gonna echo what everybody else is saying. We just need to come out of camp. Good evaluation of the young talent and come out with the least amount of injuries possible and like the professor, you know, said, and you know, we need to come out on all cylinders, you know, not taking going 0-4 for winning the game, you know.
Yeah.
It's a winnable game to win and execute, and, you know, play a good, play all four quarters. We need a strong camp.
Yes.
Let's do this. That's all I have.
All right, that's it. All right. Okay. All right, let's go get the Lit. Anything else you'd like to add, Lit? You said a lot last week. Anything else you'd like to add as far as this week heading into camp?
Well, you know, we're pretty much a week away from camp. And, you know, this has really nothing to do with camp, but kind of more has to do with people's, you know, opinion of the situations going into camp. And there's just, you know, Steve, I know you don't, you know, we don't really kind of get into what, you know, people say on Twitter, this, that. This is what the forum is for on this. So I happen to go on Twitter, I happen to go on Facebook, and there is so much still debate about Eli Manning going into camp. And the only thing that I just kind of wanted to say is we're focusing way too much energy right now on Eli Manning. He's got 16 games or less as a New York football Giant. That's it. As soon as the first snap is made, it is locked in. This is his last year.
What happened?
Say that again, Lit. I lost kind of going in and out.
Yeah, I lost it.
Lit.
No, can you hear me, Steve, better? You got me better?
Yeah, you were going in and out. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I was just saying is, though, all we're doing is talking about Eli. It's his last year of his contract, 16 games or less. We got other things we need to talk about. We got Jabril Peppers, we got Barkley, we got Daniel Jones. That's what we need to focus on, the future. Not talk about, oh, how Eli's going to play, he's going to get another contract, etc. It's 16 games or less. Let's talk about other things positively that embrace our future, instead of this debate about if Eli's going to have a good year or not.
All right. That's the definition of Lit, man. Thank you very much. Let's go to Doris. Doris, anything else you'd like to add as far as you're looking forward to anything with camp? And then we'll go to Ray and Worm and Chris and get around for the divisions.
I just want everyone to get through the training camp healthy. I don't want no injuries. No injuries whatsoever. And I'm just waiting for game one. That first game with Dallas, that's going to tell me a whole lot. You know?
Yep.
No injuries. I'm just looking for no injuries in the first game of the season.
Me too.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
And then I'll go from there.
Sounds good. Sounds adorable. Yep. Thank you very much. Let's get to who was next. Oh, Ray. Ray, anything else you'd like to add from last week as far as going into camp, man?
Well, I'd like to see that we can get a pass rusher. I've been saying that for weeks, man. Other than that, offensive line, questionable. Hopefully they put through. Other than that, you know, I just the pass rushing, man. I've been saying that for weeks, man. Like, who is going to be the man to step up and sack the quarterback? That's all I got to say.
All right, straight to the point. All right, cool. Let's get the Worm. Worm, anything for camp you're looking forward to, your questions, or anything you're excited about for camp?
Well, I can either give you tailgating news either now or later, whenever you want it. Up to you.
Let's go right now. What's up?
All right. We are planning a tailgate party for the Giant-Jet preseason game when we play Little Brother. And the Giants-Cardinals game is just about set to be the homecoming game for anybody that's coming out to the G-Spot to party with us.
Right.
As soon as we get more of it put together, I'll definitely have it up on the page.
Yes, sir.
As far as camp goes, I'm just looking to see that, you know, we've had a big roster turnover. I want to see that the youngins that we got in the draft and the vets that we brought in here, I just want to see that they got the timing down. I want to see some type of connection with, you know, with the receivers with Eli. I want to see, you know, the offensive line gel together, and I want to see some type of, you know, rhythm, you know, coming out of camp in the preseason games and in the week one against the Cowgirls. But, you know, that's about it. I just want to see the timing. I want to see the technique. And I want to see rhythm, you know, get established before week one and not wait until halfway through the season.
Sounds good.
You know, that's all I got. Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. All right. Stay right there. Come back to you when we get around for the divisions, man. I have nothing else to add, Chris. I mean, all the stakeholders kind of said my piece as far as the questions on this team. We said it all summer. It's time to just get to it. Without further ado, Chris, if you have any other thoughts on the Giants, we can move on to the AFC West this week. As far as who finishes what, as far as first, second, third, fourth place, who do you like, who do you dislike? Anything else on the Giants? If not, we can move on to the AFC West.
I think, okay, AFC West. Which division is that? That's the Rams and Seahawks?
No. It's the
AFC West. Oh,
Chiefs.
Oh, let me see. Let me think on this one. Let me see. I tell you what, that's going to be a competitive division this year, man. That's what I believe. And I believe that the Chiefs will be there one more time. Okay, because like for a minute, let me see. You got Mahomes coming off a MVP year. You got Tyreek Hill if he's over that bullshit on one side. You got Sammy Watkins on the other. You got Kelce down, who's an All-Pro as his target. I think they're gonna win it outright. Okay, they came within an overtime loss of going to the Super Bowl anyway. They're that close. All right. So now, and then they went ahead and got some veteran help on defense. They got Emmanuel Ogba. They got Frank Clark. They got what's the crazy one, man? Arizona, red hair, LSU. Oh shit.
Honey Badger.
Honey Badger. Okay. So to me, it's no secret that, you know, the football world expects these guys to be every good as last year, man. And let me tell you something. They're gonna repeat that same performance, the high power performance as last year, despite the fact that the Chargers are going to be on their ass. Okay, the Chargers didn't really make any. Unless something happened between now and last week, they didn't really do any big time off season moves, man. You know, you got Melvin Gordon coming back. He had an operation. You got Keenan Allen, who's a 2-time Pro Bowler, he's coming back. Rivers is Rivers. You know, and it's always kind of crazy psychologically, man, when your squad goes 12-4 and got to settle for a wild card, man. But that's the reality, man, because the Chiefs are going to have their number. Okay, now, one thing that they did do that I remember was they spent their first round draft pick on getting Bosa and what's that other cat's name, man?
Yeah, the safety.
Melvin Ingram, I think. Was it Melvin Ingram? I think it was
no, they had drafted Derwin, the safety.
Oh, that's what it was. Well, look, man, Chargers fans, they're going to get more of the same as they had last year, and that's a good thing, especially if Rippin, you know, can finally find his way to get past the Chiefs. It's not going to be easy, but I like them for second place. Third place, Denver, man, is a trip, man. I mean, they got new coach now. They got Fangio, I think, showed up. He's the one who got the Bears defense together last year, so that's kind of cool. All right, and he's going to be calling all their defensive plays, so they may scare people a little bit. But you know, you got Flacco, who's just as bruised as Manning is going to be there. He's going to be under center. All right, he was overstayed over there in Baltimore anyway. He still got a dynamite arm. I don't know. You still got, let me see, you got Phil Lindsay coming off a great rookie year. Probably would have been the best rookie running back in the league last year if it wasn't for somebody we know. You got Emmanuel Sanders coming back, a wide receiver for them. You got that kid, Noah Font, the one that they picked in the first draft, remember, that we were screaming about, wish we had that dude. He's going to be there. So it wouldn't be surprising anyone if they actually won a few more games this year, if they're going to win that division. And finally, look, man, I don't care how many goddamn I don't how many appearances on TV Chucky makes, man. But you know, I know he got Antonio Brown, and he still got what? I think Terrell Williams is there. I think Nelson's there. I think I can't remember the who did they get? Oh, they got Josh Jacobs in the first round, right? The running back from Alabama. That's what they got. And got some guys. You know, they put some people on there. Perfect went there. Brandon Marshall went there. Look, man. And they're still going to start. It's still a getting to know you period with them cats, man. They ain't going to do nothing. They ain't going to finish the last place. That's it. That's about it. Chiefs doing it again, getting a hardcore challenge from the Chargers. And the Broncos and the Raiders going to be calling into the Bleed Blue Show next year, man, trying to figure out what the fuck would happen. So that's it.
All right.
That's
Shout
it.
Out to Chris. Bakes, what's your thoughts on the AFC West?
One of the more exciting divisions last year, especially with the LA squad over there and the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs will repeat. Speaking of the Chargers will be tough, a tough team. I'm not sure how that running back holdout is going to affect it. That's going to be an issue. Denver is going to – I don't know if they're going to be in the mix. They got Flacco now. So they should have a steady quarterback. And Oakland got Antonio Brown, and they got Jacoby from the draft. But they're in a mess. They don't know what direction they're going in, and I really think they're not focused on winning right now because they're trying to move. I picked the Chiefs to repeat with the Chargers high on their heels. Phillip Rivers, you know, so consummate professional, been putting up numbers, and they could win, but I think the Chiefs, but putting the Chiefs over that Tyreek Hill is not going to miss any games. So that's one of their most dangerous weapons along with Sammy Watkins and, you know, the tight end that they have there. The defense is a lot different. They got rid of most of their stud players, so defense could be an issue. But I think Kansas City would put enough points up to be ahead of the field in the AFC West.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Cool. Shout out to Bates, man. Thanks very much. Let's go to Ray and then go to Warren. Ray, anything else on the AFC West? Who do you have as far as 1 through 4?
Well, I feel like this. Chiefs, a squad. So I feel that they're going to win that division. Then you got, you know what I mean, everything down. I think the Chargers might get in. In the wild card. And then the Raiders and whoever else. Yeah, it's going to be a free-for-all in that division. I mean, that division has gotten better, you know. And I feel that Patrick Mahomes is like no one-year wonder, man. He's going to produce. So,
yeah,
that's how I feel.
Yep.
Okay. Shout out to Ray, man. Thank you very much. You know, I apologize, Doris. You were at the Bakes. Doris, you have any thoughts on the AFC West? And then we'll go to Worm and then Chris.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to come back out of there again. I don't know why. I just feel they're going to come back out.
That's it.
Yeah. Yep.
The Chiefs got it going on.
Yeah.
I like the Chiefs.
I don't
care. Okay. I don't want Andy Reid to win something. Hello?
All right,
I
cool.
I have a delay here.
Oh, no, you're good, you're good. Let's see. Let's go to Worm. Worm, you have any thoughts on the AFC West? Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Worm.
That's all right. I think, you know, everybody's more or less in agreement. I like Kansas City. Outright won that division. But the thing is can Andy Reid win that big game in the playoffs? You know, can he get over that hump?
Mm-hmm.
And finally push through and win that big game. You had a couple of years ago where they were, you know, they were in in the playoffs, and they were rolling. They were up by two or three scores. Kelce goes down, and the team fell apart. He ended up losing in the second half. You know, last year they got to overtime. He just couldn't finish that game out. And, it's, you know, even you go back when he was with the Eagles, the 2000 playoffs against the Giants. Big spot there. You had McNabb throw that interception to Seahorn, which was a I still see that pick. You know, and even in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, he just couldn't get that play or that series together to overcome that hump and get that dump. The LA Chargers are going to be interesting. You know, I think a lot of them, it's going to be, you know, does Melvin Gordon hold out for the season? Does he hold out a couple of games? He's a big part of that offense, you know, especially if, you know, they're working him out into the flats. And, you know, he deserves a better contract than what he has because he's a big part of that offense.
Okay.
Denver, I you know, they have a steady quarterback. They have a veteran guy who can still ball out and can still make the throws. I can see them, you know, depending on San Diego, you know, ends up with Gordon. I can see them maybe making a push for, you know, for second in the division. Oakland, or whatever the hell they're calling themselves now. I don't see it. I really don't. I think, you know, bringing in you know, Gruden as the head coach, that was more or less a PR move to sell PSLs and tickets in the new stadium when they moved to Vegas. I think that's just a big PR move to get a big name in there that's recognizable, so people are gonna buy PSLs. I don't care how much, you know, he's been on ESPN and draft this and draft that, because, you know, even when he won the Super Bowl with Tampa, that was Tony Dungy's team. That wasn't his.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's, you know, he's just a recognizable name that's going to be able to sell tickets. And Antonio Brown, everybody likes to get on Odell, but Antonio Brown is a friggin' distraction. As soon as things don't go his way, he pouts like a little bitch. I think there's too many attitudes in that locker room, and I don't see Gruden and Brown getting along too well. I really don't. I see the Raiders in, you know, last in the division like normal. I really don't see much of an improvement. Maybe they win a game or two more, but not much. I think it'll come neck and neck between the Chiefs and the Chargers, but outright, the Chiefs have a much better talented roster than what the Chargers do. I think the Chiefs will pull away in the second half of the season. That's basically where I'm at in the AFC West.
Cool. Shout out to Warren, man. Thank you very much, man. I guess it's my turn. I was in agreement with Warren as far as last place with the Raiders. You know what? For some reason, I was going to bank on the Chargers, but you guys make a compelling argument for the Chiefs. You know, I would like to say Chiefs, and I don't want to sound like the obvious one. I think the Chargers could sneak up there, man. If you never know with this sport, you know, unexpected injuries could happen. I may roll with the Chargers. I think they do have a better roster as far as both sides of the ball. I think, you know, they can get to they have pass rushers. I think they may have been humbled in the playoffs last year to New England, but we've seen a lot of this from the Chargers before. But I think I'm going to roll the dice. I don't have no concrete reason why I'm going to pick the Chargers, but I'm just, you know, I'm trying not to be obvious as far as with all these picks, and this is all for fun anyway, so it doesn't matter. But in the end, I like what the Chargers have done, and now this is all – pending, you know, if Melvin Gordon gets signed. You know, he's been kind of on the fence as far as his holdout stuff. So hopefully, you know, if he plays, you know, I like their chances a lot. And the Chargers, as a unit, top to bottom, I think have the better roster. I think Kansas City is more top heavy when it comes to their offense and especially their offensive weapons. But I'm going with the Chargers. I think I'm going to go Chargers, Chiefs, Broncos, Raiders in that order for the AFC West. Now, Chris, let's go to the NFC North, the Bears, the Vikings. Who else is in there? The Packers and the
That's the black and blue, Steve. Shit.
Right.
That's black and blue over there. Okay, let me see. Give me the teams again. Bears, the Packers, Vikings, and Lions, right?
Right.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now off the top, Lions ain't going nowhere, man. Okay, they tried to do what they tried to do. You know, they got a new OC. The guy that I used to like from Seattle. Okay, they got Nola there. C.J. Anderson looked like he was great at the end of the year. They signed him. They got that nice tight end, T.J. Hockenson, that I was kind of looking at last year in college. He's going to be all right. But, look, man, they're a snake-bitten franchise, man. You know, they got Trey Flowers, then they got Justin Coleman. So they got a new defensive scheme over there that looks good. Let me see. Stafford got forgot to see what he got. But listen, man, they ain't gonna have a chance in that division, bro. Okay. They gotta figure out how to get more than 20 points a game. They hardly ever did that last year. Okay. And they also dropped about 3 wins from and missed the playoffs again when they had a chance midseason to really excel. Until injuries caught up with them. So forget them. They're not going to do anything. All right. The Bears are going to win that division, bro. Yes, they're going to win that division. They had, like, the third rank last year with under Fangio, who went over there to Denver. Pagano, who used to coach the Colts, he's their head man now. So he's going to just transition into some more success with them. And they got pretty much the same squad. You know, they got Ha-Ha Clinton. He's there. You know, he joined them from the Packers. Let me see. He got Trubisky's gonna show that he's actually made of something. I think you're gonna see a really, really nice job done by him under center. You know, I don't even know what to tell you. I think the Bears just got the same eye that they did last year. That's why y'all gonna see a hell of a game when y'all go out that way this year. Okay, the Packers ain't gonna upset them either. Okay, I mean, look, the Packers actually have had 2 back-to-back losing seasons, bro. I mean, I don't know the last time that happened, man. Cause I've seen a whole bunch of years under Rodgers and Favre, so I couldn't even tell you when the last time that went. You know, let me see. They got a new coordinator. I forgot his name already, man. But he came from Titans. So that's a transition year right there for Rodgers that you're going to see. That's going to hamper his ability to win some damn points in fantasy. I can see that right now. He's got knee injuries, man. They're working on still, man. You know, so I think they're gonna lose a step. You know, they got 2 first rounders. They got Rashawn Gary. They got Darryl Savage. They signed Preston Smith and the other cat on for their linebacker, so they're going to show up. But are they going to upset the Bears, who have a lot of momentum going on right now as a squad? I doubt it. And the last two, who's that? The Vikings. I think they got buyer's regret off Kirk Cousins, but that's just me. You know, especially all that money they gave him. You know, everybody's going to say, well, you know, their offensive line broke down too early, and, you know, and it was weak, so it cost the offensive coordinator his job and all of this and that. You know, I don't know. I don't know if that's the case or not. I don't know, follow them. But I do know they went ahead and they got Josh Klein. They signed him, and they signed that cat Bradbury out of North Carolina State on their offensive line. So, obviously, there is something to that reasoning. Okay, Sheldon Richardson left them, but they turned right around and signed that cat Shamar from Seattle. So we'll see what happens there. I don't know. They got a new quarterbacks coach over there, I noticed. They got they're doing a lot of transitioning. And my gut instinct tells me when you got the Packers transitioning, you got the Vikings transitioning, and you got the freaking Lions totally confused as usual. And you got a team that's really trying to extend, like the Bears. This is a no-brainer right here. The Bears are going to do it again. They were 12-6 last year. They might be – I mean, what were they? They might have won 12 games last year. I don't know, man. This is early right now. But I tell you one thing, it was the best record to have since they had the Super Bowl Shuffle cast. And they might top that. I mean, not the Super Bowl Shuffle. My man, what's his name? Lovie Smith. So we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens. But this is a no-brainer for me, Steve. The Bears are going to walk away with that division up in front. That's it.
All right. Shouts to Chris. Let's go to Bakes. Bakes, your thoughts on the NFC North, and then we'll go back to Doris, Ray, Worms, and myself.
Well, Steve, one thing we can always say about the black and blue division is that, I mean, it's always up for grabs, with the exception of the Detroit Lions. Matt Stafford is not the answer. That coaching staff is not the answer. Detroit, sad, because I kind of like the Detroit, the whole theme of Detroit Lions, you know, Barry Sanders, the whole thing, but they can just never put it together. It's just a theme of the city. Just can't put it together, you know. They have probably one of the most dominant wide receivers in probably the history, you know, in terms of physique, and they didn't do anything with him.
Yep.
So, I'm saying right now if the Packers come back with these injuries, they got a new quarterback focused, head coach that's in a good relationship currently with. The diva, that is Aaron Rodgers, from what we're hearing now. I think they will battle Chicago for the division title. Minnesota is going to be in the mix, but they're going to be middle of the road, kind of like they were last year. I really think it's going to come down to Green Bay and Chicago. I'm going to give the nod to Chicago because they have the better defense. They have that stud linebacker that, you know, the Raiders just, like, literally gave away, you know. That's why they're the Raiders.
Yep.
Mitchell Trubisky is proving to be a top-rated quarterback, you know, had a good season, productive season, had a couple injuries. It's going to be a good matchup for us in late November. That's going to be, you know, run game weather. So, you know, we got one of the best backs, so we're going to be ready. But I think it's going to come down between those teams. I'm going to give them not a Chicago by maybe one or two games because of their defense. And that's going to propel them into the playoffs. Don't know how far they're going to go, but that, with a good defense going late into the winter, that's always a good thing to have. So I'm going to go Bears, Packers, Vikings, Lions.
All right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Same thing with me.
Great. All right. Shout out to Bates. Let's go to Doris and then go to Ray and Worm. All right, Doris, who do you have for the NFC North?
I couldn't say no better than what he just did. I had the Bears up on top of that division also.
Bears walking away with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Okay.
And I'm glad we do them.
I know. We're going to do it again this year, too.
All right, cool. Ray. Then Worm. Ray, who you have for the NFC North and then Worm? And then me. And then we'll go around.
Yeah, for me, the Bears going to win it. Want to know why? Here's the stats. You guys can look it up. The head coach that they hired for Green Bay Packers was ranked 28th in the league as an offensive coordinator on offense, period. So it's going to be a growing pain for the Packers. But I got I got Bears, Packers, and maybe the Detroit Lions. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I don't know what the hell Green Bay was thinking about, but, yo, he was an offensive coordinator. If your offense is ranked 28th in the league, come on, man. That's all I got to say, man.
Yeah. I hear all right. you, bro.
Cool. Let's go to Worm. Worm. NFC North.
NFC North. I'm going to go as far as saying this. Chicago is hungry, especially the way they bowed out of the playoffs last year. I see them back. I see them in the NFC Championship game making some waves. Detroit, they're irrelevant. Green Bay, I just think is in too much of a mess at the moment. I see Minnesota going almost neck and neck with Chicago, but Chicago edges it out and works their way up to the NFC title game. I see Minnesota, you know, overtaking Green Bay and finishing second in the division. I think Green Bay has too many issues at the moment to be able to do anything. You know, they're a nightmare. I think they're in worse shape than, you know, than a lot of people think they are. That's it.
All right, cool. Shout out to Worm, man. Thank you very much. I agree with all that stuff. I'm with the Bears, and but my only issue or my only gripe was who's going to finish second, and I was going with the Vikings. I don't trust the Packers for whatever reason. I know they got a lot of new pieces on defense, a lot of young corners, but to me, it's like with the Packers, and it's like this every time when Aaron Rodgers takes the field, is when he gets hurt, or if he does get hurt, it's not the same team, and I don't think him by himself is going to be able to overcome the Bears, let alone if he isn't there. So my thing is, Bears, they're peaking, they're escalating, and I think Worm just brought up the point as far as the way they lost to the Eagles last year. They got rid of the kicker. Now, I know they have, you know, the running back situation with Howard going to Philadelphia, but, you know, that is a major blow, but that was a nice piece that they had, and now all the continuity as far as their offensive line and their run game, because they played like that old school football, man, the kind of football I kind of like. But nonetheless, I like the Bears. I don't, you know, another year with Khalil Mack. And then if you look at the Minnesota, I think Minnesota, like Worm said, that's how I was looking at it. I thought the Vikings was going to kind of go neck and neck with them. But, yeah, Bears, Vikings, Packers, Lions. Don't be surprised if the Lions sneak up in third. I mean, if there's a significant
injury, let's
say Aaron Rodgers, man, I think they could.
I would go with that. Yeah, I think that's a good smart. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's the black and blue division for a reason.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get some final thoughts. Doris, give us some final thoughts on, you know, not too far away from camp. We got the divisions this episode. What's your final thoughts? And then we'll go to Ray, Worm, and Bakes, and Chris. And
I'm always going to stay positive. I think the Giants is going to fool a lot of people. We may not make the playoffs, but I think we're going to show them what we made of. We're going to give everything we come up against a hard time. That's what I'm hoping is. Win or lose, we're going to show them what we made of.
Outstanding.
And just injury-free. I'm more worried about injuries than anything else.
All right. Shout out to Doris. Thank you very much. Shout out to Doris.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ray. Rayton, final thoughts, man.
Listen, man, if the Giants can stay together, might go 9-7. I don't know. Who knows with this team? But I'm just saying, might go 9-7. We might make the playoffs. Other than that, we good. That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rayton, man, thank you very much for your final thoughts on our squad, man. Appreciate your opinion and your energy, man. Thank you very much. Warren, one more time, your final thoughts and also the information on the Giants Jets tailgate and as well as the homecoming game of Lee Blue Show Frontliners, the Fan Van, G Spot, so on and so forth, and then we get the Bakes.
I think a lot of the mid to late round, a couple of the mid to late round picks that Dave Gattelman made in this draft, especially Slayton, the receiver out of Auburn, I think they're going to surprise a lot of people.
Yep.
I think you're going to see Slayton get a lot of playing time. I see them using him to stretch the outside, and I think he's going to factor into this offense, and he's going to be a big sleeper.
Yep.
Thank you. That kid, he's good, and he's sneaky good.
I totally agree.
As far as the team goes in general, I really think that a lot of us are going to be really surprised. I know a lot of people have low expectations, but I'm telling you, I think it's going to be different. I really do. And I think you're going to see some of these picks that they made in the mid to late rounds pay dividends on this team. I think it's not going to be the way it was. I think they're really going to be totally competitive. The Giants Jets tailgate party, we're going to be in a normal spot. Steve, you know where it's at. We'll be in G16, like normal. It's not going to be as big as regular season. I know we'll probably have one of our DJs like normal. I would think it's going to be DJ McRicken, but I'm not totally positive. The menu is probably going to be small. It's not going to be like a regular season game. But, we'll be there for the full 4 or 5 hours before kickoff, parking, having a good time. And then again, anybody that wants to come out, the Giants-Cardinals game is going to be a homecoming game. That's usually the biggest tailgate party of the year. A lot of people coming from out of state. Most of us don't even go inside for that game because we're just hanging in the parking lot, catching up and watching outside. As soon as I get all the final details, I will put it up in NYTKR so everybody has it. But those are the two tailgates that are definite. The home opener against the Bills, that's going to be our New Year's team tailgate party. So
nice.
We'll have party hats and streamers and this and that, and it'll be like New Year's Eve. We do our countdown for the season. But those are the three tailgate info I have at the moment for the season.
Thank you for the information. Giants fans are going to be ecstatic when they hear this, or when they just hear you just speak, and especially when Bake's about to put the information on top of that, man. It's like tag over the ropes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Warren Bakes. Final thoughts, and of course, all the information, the news, and so on and so forth for the front line.
You're welcome. Shout out to this forum, Steve Azul, the professor, for making this possible for us here to talk sports about our Giants on a weekly basis. So we really appreciate that. As always, we are NYG Frontliners on Instagram, Frontliners NYG on Twitter, The Frontliners on Facebook. There is 49 days as of today until the start of the NFL season. We are a week away from NFL camp opening. As far as the Frontliners, we have three tailgate events. Week one will be in Dallas for the Big Blue crew of Record Crew for Dallas to support their endeavor. But week three, Frontliners will be hosting the Tampa Takeover 2019. Week 12 will be in Chicago, and that's our annual tailgate. So that's our main tailgate for the year, and then we'll be doing another tailgate at Giants Stadium for the Arizona Cardinals game. Right now, the information is out on the social media for all that information I just listed. So go ahead and get out there. If you have questions, definitely get at me, and I'll give you all the information. So we're continuing to build information. The more information will be going out for Tampa, since that'll be our first tailgate. So look for that in the upcoming weeks. Once again, bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
All right. Shout out to Bakes, man. Thank you very much. The Frontliners on Facebook and, of course, Twitter and Instagram. Hey, Chris, final thoughts.
All right. I'm going to be real quick. You know, if I'm a general manager, first off, shout out to Bakes, Lynn, Ray, sister baby girl, yourself, Worm, for you know, throwing down the forum again makes me feel good, man, about being a blue wearing song bitch. Okay, let's do that. Anyway, listen, if I'm a GM, I'm looking at this as my big make or break season, you know, because this is make or break for Shermer and Gettleman. For a while, they neither one of them could prove they have to ask them what the fuck is wrong with us. But I do know one thing. I think they got a clue now. I think they got a clue now. They realize that they got a 38-year-old center that is ready. You just see what he – well, I know y'all know what he looks like now. I think he knows what time it is right now. He's very aware of what the atmosphere is concerning his health and his expectations. They also realize that they have – they've got to move on without OBJ and his loss of numbers and clutch receptions and all that. That's wonderful. But we got a new crew now that's just as capable, and I totally agree with Worm on Slayton. Oh, my goodness. Look out. You'll be wearing his jersey in 2 years. I think Barkley is very capable of following up his rookie season with another impressive showing. I don't think defenses will figure out how to figure him out like they did at the end of last year. Well, they didn't really figure him out. We just didn't have a line. But we made strides to improve on that, so that's okay. But what I'm really, really expecting, and I know what's going to happen, is I think that this blue team is going to begin to win those one-score games in the fourth quarter instead of letting them slip by more often than they did in 2015, 16, 17, and 18, for that matter. I think once we close teams out, and let me tell you something, being 5-5, going into week 12, to cold-ass, freaking windy-ass Chicago for against a formidable team, in that damn weather, with that against that team and winning, watch what happens after that shit. You want to see a team fucking ascend to the fucking top. Watch what the hell. You want to see momentum. Watch what happens there. Yeah, I'm predicting that right here. So, that's all I got to say about that. I think we're better than a lot of people give us credit for, but I never listen to them fools anyway. I know what we got, and I think pretty much that We're gonna surprise a lot of team and also a lot of people rather. And also, real quick, to add to Slayton that Worm just mentioned, on the other side of the ball, look the hell out for Julian Love. I said it. I'm telling you, he is ready. So, with all of that said, you know how I do. I bleed blue all the goddamn time, man. So, and I'm only around people that bleed the same way I do. So, bleed blue, peoples. I'll see y'all next week. Let's do the goddamn thing. Bleed blue.
All right, we got two more teams next week for the divisions. Two more divisions for the stakeholders to attack. And shout outs to all the stakeholders that came on, like Chris mentioned, with Bakes and Lit, Doris, Racing, Worm, myself, Chris. We'll be back next week. Now, there's a lot of information for a lot of people, so if you have to go back and rewind and get it down at what Bake said or Worm said, that's fine. Or everything's redirected from our website, bleedblueshow.com. If you go to the events tab, it will redirect you from the Frontliners pick, the Dallas game, the Tampa game, the Chicago game, the homecoming game. So if you can't remember all that what Bakes or Worm said, go to bleedblueshow.com and hit the events tab on the, and then everything is right there, so you can get redirected to whatever fan event you're interested in. We'll be back next week though. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen, fun episode. Bleed blue.
Sangre Azul.
Bleed blue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you dig blue. It? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue.